Hi guys, my name is Nefe and you're welcome to the Let's Talk Nigeria show with Nefe. Yes, it's been a very funny past couple of days. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the last weekend has been like the most emotionally draining for me in a very long time. To start off, I would like to pay tribute to a very good friend and a big sister of mine. She passed on Friday, the day before the governorship election. I only got to hear about it on Saturday morning. I met her in 2018, and she has been a very strong support system for me. You know, she supported almost everything I did, from business to my NGO and to the podcast. She listens to every episode. She gives me feedback after every episode. I remember she told me one time that, look, Nefe, I listen to all your episodes. You don't even have to send me the link. I'm already subscribed to it. I listen to all your episodes. There's only one I didn't listen to, and that's the one on Japa route. She said, because I'm not interested. You know, she always told me about how she's Nigerian for a reason, and she's proud to be Nigerian, and that she's going to be here to fight till a better Nigeria comes. And you know, she was very vocal during the elections. She was very involved during the campaigns and everything for the candidate she supported. But it's sad to know that she passed. I really wish she was still around, you know. I really wish she didn't have to leave. All I can say at this point now is, Hetty, rest in peace. We love you, and I miss you on this side of the world, on this side of life. I miss you so much, and one day we're going to have the Nigeria that you wished for. Yes. Like I said, it has been an emotionally draining weekend for a lot of us. We've been disappointed by the shambles called INEC, by the rubbish they pulled up and said it was an elections. You know, I mean, regardless of what camp you belong to, if your party won, if your party didn't win, deep down, if you are being honest, you know that we didn't have elections. You know that what we had was, you know, all that money they said they spent, they shouldn't have spent it. Just come and tell us this is who wants to be president, or this is who wants to be governor, this is who wants to win. We don't need to spend out that much billions of naira just to make a fool of every one of us. You know, Nigerians were publicly ridiculed by INEC. To be honest, it wasn't really about winning or losing, whether one candidate lost. I mean, it was an election. There's bound to be only one winner and then the rest are losers. So it wasn't really about if I won or I didn't win. It was the fact that the process wasn't an honorable one. I mean, I'm sure everybody would be okay with whoever won if the persons went there honorably. But the fact that the whole process was messed up, you know, there was voter suppression, there was bullying, it was just a really messed up process. You know, and the truth is, whatever party you belong to, even if the party you support won, if you are going to be honest, if you are going to be in touch with your humanity, you would agree that it wasn't right. You know, it wasn't right. And, you know, a lot happened. One of the big wins for me for this election is that we got to see what people were really made of. We got to see the content they were made of, you know, and at least now we know how to deal with these people. And I know a lot of us are downcasted. A lot of us are asking the question, what next? What do we do next? What's the next step? And truly, I've asked myself that question several times. In fact, I've recorded this episode like 8 times because I don't even have a direction. I don't even know what to say, you know. But I think all I would just say is we keep fighting. It's hard now. You know, I'll just say everybody take a break, you know. Try and heal from the mental damage that's been done to a lot of us. Take a break. You know, but we have to keep fighting. For some of us, yes, it's easy because, for some people rather, it's easy because you don't mind going somewhere else. You don't mind calling another place home. But for a lot of us, we only have one home. You know, and we really, that's why we gave everything. You know, I remember last time I was in my master's, everything I did in my master's was directed towards the election. My master's project, you know, directed towards combating voter apathy, you know, trying to get people to get involved. And it feels so bad because I tried to make people get involved, and people got involved, and what happened? They were disenfranchised, they were bullied, they were oppressed. You know, how do you want to tell people to come and get involved in next elections? And this is what happens every year. And it's not like we didn't know too. So, I mean, I've seen some tweets of people kind of making fun of people who believed or who dared to dream that things would be better. You know, they're like, oh, we're not telling now. You know, what did you expect? And I agreed, yes, you might have felt, oh, the Nigerian political system is a mess. Yes, all of us knew that. All of us knew that we were going to try and play games. Nobody was ignorant of that, but it didn't stop us from dreaming. So even if you feel like you knew it was going to be a mess and it turned out a mess, the best you can do is just respect us and keep quiet. You know, just respect people's feelings. You might have felt it was not going to work and you didn't bother to get involved. That's good for you. Allow those who got involved deal with it instead of just making fun of us, you know, and just let it go. And that's one of the things I've had to, you know, not just get. I've tried to just turn off social media and just, and I advise everybody just turn off. Just turn off and just give yourself some time to heal. You know, the truth is, a government who comes into power by dividing the people can never unite us. They cannot. It's even going to affect how, unless they don't plan to govern, but if they really plan to govern, do you want to govern a divided house? Because you have to first start by rebuilding what you destroyed by yourself. I'm giving, for example, the elections in Lagos State. There was a lot of a division caused by the ruling party just to hold power. You know, there were videos of thugs going around threatening a certain ethnic group not to come out and vote. You know, there were voter suppression everywhere. It was just a mess. It was just a mess. And I'm asking myself, how does the governor plan to go from this? You planted this discord. You planted this division already. You've made people who are, your party have planted, okay, maybe not you, but your party planted this division. Your party has made people who are not from an ethnic group not feel welcomed. How do you plan to govern going forward? How do you plan to make these people feel included in your government? What do you plan to do? You've already set the wrong tone for your next 4 years. And what people don't know is, yes, you use division to win the elections, but the effect is going to outlive the elections. The effect is going to outlive. And I'm not trying to say, I know people said, oh, Igbos are playing the victim. I'm not playing the victim here. We all saw it play out. I'm not saying anybody's innocent. I'm not saying any tribe is good or better than the other. Personally, I've spent a very short time in the north. I went to Mina one time and my first experience wasn't good going there. You know, on the vehicle I was in, you could tell from the looks of people in the vehicle taking there that they didn't want, they were angry at my presence because I was obviously not outside. I didn't look like them. You know, I got cheated by the bike I tried to enter and I got spoken rudely to. But when I finally got to the home I was going to stay for that period, I was, the welcome I got was so, it was, I can't even explain it. Like, if I was to judge based on just that experience, I would say Hausas are the best because they welcomed me so well. You know, so I experienced both love, I experienced both hate. I've gone to the East too. I've been cheated by Igbo people. You know, I've been, you know. And at the same time, I have Igbo friends who are really beautiful people who have shown me so much love. So I can't even say Igbos are bad or good. Yes, they are bad eggs. They are good eggs. You know, I've lived in Lagos most of my life. I was born in Lagos, primary school in Lagos, youth service, and then Lagos. So I have a lot of Yoruba friends. I know how hard it was for me to get a house in Lagos. Why? Because I was Omo Igbo. You know, but I've also experienced love from Yoruba people. I've seen Yoruba people show me so much love, you know. And I'm like, I can't even say anyone is bad or anyone is good because there is good and bad in everybody. And it's even worse for us that we're not part of the major tribes. We Urubus or whatever tribe we're from, they're not part. Because we don't even belong anywhere. Hausa will say you're not part of them. Yoruba will say you're more Igbo. Igbo self will say you're not one of us. No, but we need to come to a point where we understand that we are one. We need to love ourselves, you know. Maybe Lord Lugard made a mistake putting us together. Maybe they shouldn't have made us one, but we are one now. You know, I got to question myself over the weekend that did I make a mistake by believing in one Nigeria? Maybe is it better we just split? Because how do you tell me somebody who has lived in a particular state all his life cannot vote? How do you tell me that somebody who is from this state cannot be governor just because his mother is from a different state? How does it make sense? You know, and I got to ask myself, does it really mean that we can't be one? But I realized that, I came to understand that all these narratives were pushed by wicked politicians who took advantage of ignorant people to push their agenda. And it's not just in the Yoruba, like, it happens all over Nigeria. It happens in my state, in Delta State, where politicians take advantage of ignorant people to push hate against a certain tribe. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had the Warri crisis. People who have lived together all their lives started to fight. Why? Because of oil, the Urubu, Shekiri, Ijo, who have lived as one. They are still fighting till date. There are certain communities in Delta State where they are still fighting till date. And all of this is one man who is benefiting from it. One man plants the idea of tribal prejudice in ignorant people's minds, and those ignorant people go and fight, kill themselves for one man's benefit. And we need to come to a point as Nigerians when we realize that any politician that is pushing divide doesn't love us. Any politician that is pushing a division agenda doesn't love the Nigerian people. Even if it's from your tribe, it doesn't love you. Because if push comes to shove, it's going to look for something else to cut you out. I mean, if your political leaders could tell you that a Yoruba man can't be governor of Lagos State because his mother is Igbo, and these political leaders also have Igbo wives, it goes to show that they don't really care about you. It's just for what they plan to gain. And the beauty of this is, what goes around comes around. You know, these people, time will come when their kids, who are also half Yoruba and half Igbo, would come to a point where they want to run for office, and they'll tell them the same thing. You know, just the other day, I met a lady who told me that, oh, you look Igbo. And I just laughed because a week before then, I met another lady who told me I look Yoruba. And I've met people who tell me I look Ishan, who say I look Hausa. And all I just tell them is that I am Nigerian. Don't tell me I look like anything. I'm Nigerian. And we need to come to a point where we realize that the division we are here. I mean, yes, I'm not trying to invalidate experiences. Yes, we've had experiences of the good and the bad. Many of us have been cheated by Igbo people. Many of us have felt some level of prejudice from the Yoruba. Some of us have felt a level of prejudice from the outsides. We've all experienced the bad, but we cannot lie to ourselves that we have not experienced the good. We cannot lie to ourselves that we have not experienced good from these other tribes. You know, I remember during the elections, Yoruba people could not even vote because they said they didn't look Yoruba enough. You know, Yoruba people were chased back. So it goes to show that these people are not even fighting a tribal battle. They're not even fighting to know. They don't. It's just politics. It's just greed. It's just wickedness. You know, I tried to engage some people and I was like, okay, tell me, why don't you like Igbo people? What did Igbo people do to you? And the response I got from these people were the same. And then it goes like this, why don't you like Igbo people? They say, Ababa, can an Yoruba man do what an Igbo man is doing? Okay, what is an Igbo man doing? Baba, they don't respect their host. Okay, how are they not respecting their host? Can Sheu run for governor? I'm like, but no, Nnamdi is running for governor in Lagos. You know, all of this just showed lack of base, lack of foundation. It was just obvious that everything was scripted. Because when you how did seven people have the same response to give me? Seven different people had the same response to give me. And I'm not trying to invalidate anybody's experience. People have had real experiences. Personally, I've been cheated. Not almost cheated, I've been cheated. I've lost money to Igbo traders, to an Igbo guy in Aba. I have lost, you know. I have been refused houses in Lagos because I'm not Yoruba. Do you understand? I experienced some level of prejudice when I spent some time in the north. So I know that people have even had worse experiences. And people have had worse experiences. But again, if you check it out, you have had good experiences with these people too. So let's stop allowing politicians push this division just for political power. And then after they get the power, they come and tell us one Nigeria. If it's either one Nigeria before and after election, and before election, during election, after election, or if you want otherwise, say it from the beginning. Don't tell us one Nigeria after election. Election time, you say Igbo one side. It's pointless, man. It's pointless. I'm a strong believer of one Nigeria. Many of my friends do not. Many of my friends think it's better we go separate ways. For some reason, I feel like the people causing this havoc are just a few. And we need to learn to... What's the word now? We need to learn to be louder than them. People pushing these hates until our voices are louder than their voices. They won't keep quiet. Because the truth is, things like racism and tribalism, they won't go away. People will always have this mindset. People will always have this notion about a certain set of people. You know, but we need to come to a point where our voices are louder than their voices. I remember a few days ago, I was in a discussion in a group, and I had to raise my voice. I had to speak louder than a certain guy who was spreading hate at a certain tribe. I had to speak really loud. I had to tell him, no, you can't say this. I kept on hitting on him. And people told me, Baba, take it easy now. He was only joking. He was catching crews. And I was like, where were all of you when he was saying this about this tribe? You know, now I've come to speak. Now they want me to keep quiet for saying the truth. No, we won't do that. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't keep quiet at the face of oppression. We shouldn't keep silent and say he was joking. Because one day it'll come to our doorstep. But yeah, we need to just really realize that we are one Nigeria. And we need to push the hate. We need to push the hate aside. Politicians don't love us. They love power. And they'll tell you anything just to make you fight for them. And when you fight for them, they will dump you. We've seen it happen several times. But where the will of the people stands, you know, there's always joy, there's always gladness. One of the things I enjoyed seeing over the last couple of days were video clips from Abia. When Alex Oti was announced the winner, you could see the joy from the people because this was truly their choice. It wasn't forced on them. You know, it happened in Oyo State when Makinde was announced the winner. There was so much joy, there was so much celebration. And I've also promised myself not to talk about Lagos again because somebody messaged me and said I should mind my business. And truly, I'm going to mind my business. So from now on, I'm really talking about Nigeria and my beloved Delta States. Well, we have a governor. Deltans, we are in for another ride. We are in for another 4 years, another ride, you know. And yes, for the question, what next? Like I said, I remember saying this at one of, I think the first, second or third episode when I said, we might not get it right in 2023, but we are building the right foundation for 2027. I don't know what the outcomes are going to be at the courts. I don't know. I know there's going to be a lot of tribunal cases, election tribunal, but I was of the opinion that the journey for 2027 has started now. Get involved in parties. You know, the reason why these parties offer us such candidates is because it's already made of. You don't expect clean water to come from a dirty pipe. So if these candidates, if we have good people in these parties, we'll have good candidates coming from them. So we really want the change. At the polls, it's pretty too late. It starts from the parties. Get the parties right. Get good people in the parties. Get good candidates from the parties. Then we'll get it right. So we're not going to sleep, guys. Don't go and sleep till 2026. No. The work starts now. Get involved. If you ever want to run for a position, start doing the groundwork. Start making the right moves. Start putting the structures in place. And like I always say, we're going to get it right. We are going to get it right. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.